WDATX Mobile on 14714. Good morning.
Whiskey Delta 8, Spectre Ideal, currently 8, first year uniform. Good morning, John.
I know it's Toby, but your audio is really funky. Sounds like you're coming in digital, or from the digital side of things. Either your internet's not quite fast enough, or something else is going on.
N8NXP Mobile.
KF8BPM testing. KF8BPM clear. KF8BPM clear.
W8RPM.
KF8BPM testing. KF8BPM is clear.
AE8FTW monitoring 430 repeater.
All stations, please stand by for the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network weekly net starting at 9 p.m. This is KEAVUK Net Control. Good evening, this is Andrew, KEAVUK, calling up the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network weekly net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various Link repeaters and via Echolink and All-Star. All stations are invited to check in. The purpose of this net is to provide information and coordination concerning the activities of the Northern Michigan OXCOM organizations across Districts 7 and 8. The net is also intended to serve as a weekly emergency operations training session and as a weekly test of communications equipment. All stations stand by for check-in. When checking in, start with your call sign, name, and location. Also state if you have information for the net or any announcements or anything like that. Please use the phonetic alphabet for your call sign when checking in. Also remember to speak slowly. I cannot write as fast as you can speak. Be advised that stations with emergency traffic may break in at any time. And our first standby will be for stations holding emergency traffic for the net. Please call now. Nothing heard. Now taking check-ins for short time or mobile or portable stations. Please call now.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India. Dave, Nirol, Arizona. Short time, please.
All right, I got Whiskey Charlie 9 India. Got you in here a short time. Anybody else for a short time, portable, mobile, anything like that? Nothing else heard. WC9I, take it away, and then we'll start calling for other stations. WC9I, you're up.
Well, good evening. Name of Dave again. We're located in southwestern Arizona near the town, little town of Roll, where it is about 5 minutes past 6 in the afternoon. Temperature today wasn't too bad, about 106 degrees with a few clouds in the sky. So that's about it, WC9I.
All right. Well, as always, thanks for the weather report from Arizona down there. And as always, we do not envy you up here. It only got to a comparatively low 84 degrees, I think, was the high for today. I don't want to pull out my phone and check. So that's what it's been the last couple of days around here in northern Michigan. So compared to 106, that's still quite... I assume that would be so chilly compared to what you guys face down there, but it was it's also been very humid up here, so I don't know if that's better or worse. So I've heard people say that the dry heat is better, but then I've heard people from Arizona and those places say that the dry heat is about the same as the humid heat. So I don't know where to stand on that, but anyways. Thanks for checking in, as always, and with that, we will go ahead and start doing our next check-ins here, which will be for stations on Echolink or the DMR patch or All-Star. Please call now. All right. Nothing heard. We will not take check-ins from base stations by area. So stations in the Greater Grand Traverse and Leland area, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Moving on. Any stations in the Petoskey-Charlevoix area, please call now. All right, nothing heard there either. Any stations in the Mackinac City, Sheboygan, and Indian River areas, please call now. Wow, nobody around tonight. Stations in the Greater Mayo and Houghton Lake area, please call now.
This is... This is Whiskey 8, Charlie, Oscar, Papa, Chris in Ogama County, District 3.
All right, I got Whiskey 8, Charlie, Echo, Papa, and then I got another station that was buried in a bunch of static.
Yeah, this is
KDA CIS.
Over.
All right, I copied Kilo Delta 8, Delta Yankee Sierra. Is that correct, over?
Oh, looks like it is. It's Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. Over.
Victor, India, November. Gotcha. Anybody else from the Greater Mayo area or Home Lake area, please call now. All right. Anybody from District 8 or Canada, please call now.
Kilo, Echo 8, Julie Whiskey.
All right. I got Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey. Anybody else from District 8 or Canada? All right, anybody that I did not call your area, anybody else from anywhere, please call now. All right, no one else heard. We'll start with this list here. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Echo, Papa, you're up first. Standby, KDA, VI, and then I wrote over a letter, and I cannot tell what letter that is. But you're on deck. So, WACEP, go ahead.
Well, thank you. A correction on the call. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Oscar, Papa, WACOP. Name is Chris, located in Rose City. And I'm the ECRO for Ogama County down here in District 3, your neighbor to the south. And, boy, kind of a... small turnout tonight, but hey, summertime and weather being what it is, I'm sure people are enjoying the summertime weather. I want to mention that coming up on August 24th, which is a Saturday, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, Ogama, Oscoda, Aranac, and Iosco counties will be holding under emergency management, will be holding a first responder day here in Rose City at the city park located right downtown. And our OCHCOM group is actively involved with the group, so we'll be there with a tent and explaining to folks what amateur radio does for the local communities when needed. So we're actively doing some planning and some radio work for that event. Other than that, fortunately, it's been a fairly, I hate to use the Q word, quiet summer, but because the minute you do, seems like things start to happen. But anyway, thanks for running the net tonight, and I'll turn it back to Net Control from W8COP 73.
All right, 73 there, and yeah, thanks for the correction. I got it now. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Oscar Papa. Gotcha now. Yeah, that sounds very interesting. If I lived a bit closer, I would probably try to make it to that, but I live all the way up here in Sheboygan, so it's a bit of a drive. So, I forgot what else I was going to say. So I guess we'll go ahead and... I'm terribly sorry about butchering your call sign for the, I don't know how many times, but KDHVI, and then I forgot, I couldn't remember what I wrote down for the last letter here because I wrote it over something. So could you give me your call sign one more time? You're up, and then KDHFKW, you're up on deck. So, yeah.
Well, good evening, sir. My name is Jimmy, KDU, Victor's India, November. Yes. Yeah, just having been only monitoring sometimes during the day and night. And I try to locate missing aircraft and missing persons, as long as I'm located off from the trailhead. And I've been monitoring 121.5. Over.
All right. I got your call now as Tierra Delta 8, Victor India November. So I think I got it correct that time. You're still kind of staticky, but you're watchable at least. So I can hear you through the static. It just takes a minute. So, yeah, if you have anything else you want to say, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a general sales licensee. I've had my license for 10 years. I just renewed it. I'm originally from Lansing. I live in Montmorency County. So it's kind of fun here in the woods with all the teachers. Over.
All right, well, thank you for checking in here. My mom works for my mom's a teacher at the schools there. Up here in Sheboygan, and she used to be on our school's board of something that required her to go down to Lansing quite often, so, and I got to take along with some of those, so I'm kind of vaguely familiar with our state's capital down there, which is what I think this is, you said is where you're from. Again, I don't know, you're kind of just barely above the static there, but, yeah, that sounds like fun, so, I'll enjoy the rest of your night here, and I guess we'll go ahead and move on down to the next person on our list here tonight. KDA-FKW, go ahead, and then we'll take a standby.
KDA-BOK, KDA-FKW, that's your call. Anywho, good evening, Andy, and to the rest of the group there. Hey, yeah, that's for sure. I don't have any of the fellows here in Arizona, I'm sorry. I have no luck. I've been to Arizona and 100 and some degree heat is still heat, and compared to here, it's still hot. So, but anywho, I would look up the heat index to kind of compare it, but I'm not inside. Anywho, yeah, we have a 70 95 degrees here, and it is 96% humidity, and, you know, it cooled off a little bit, but, yeah, humidity sucks, so, just outside enjoying the weather, by a little bit of time. Anyway, just outside enjoying the evening here, having a cold snack, doing a little bit of work to my boat, because I'm thinking about taking it out this weekend, so maybe tomorrow. And yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the cool down. I think that's going to start Sunday, so I'm going to call for 74 Sunday and low 70s Monday, so definitely looking forward to next week. Hopefully it cools down and get rid of all this humidity, and it is, you can even see it now, oh my goodness. So I don't remember it being this humid, but, hey, it is what it is, so. Anyway, Andy, catch you later, 73, and, thanks for doing the net, and you're doing a great job. KE8FJW.
Thanks for checking in tonight, and, I'm definitely right there with you on it is way too humid outside. I can also see it out the little bit of a window that I can see from where I'm currently sitting. Now, I kind of have the advantage in the temperature and the fact that I live in my parents' basement still. So, it is about, on average, 3 degrees cooler than the upstairs, but we don't have air conditioning. So, I have one, two, and I'm going to call 2.5 dehumidifiers because the one doesn't exactly work as well as it should. But, yeah, more than two, less than three dehumidifiers currently pumping away. That might be the bit of the, if you might be able to hear it a little bit in the background of my transmission there. But, and we have to change them out at least twice a day, if not more, especially in weather like this. We've been changing them out every 4 hours or so. So, yeah, it's something. So, we will go ahead and say 72 there, and can't wait for the cool down. All right, next we're going to take a standby for anybody coming late, and anybody who just showed up, anybody who just started listening. If you want to check into the net, go ahead and check in now. And hearing nothing else, we'll go ahead and we'll make this the last call. That's for check-ins on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Weekly Net. So, if you want to check in, now's your last chance. All right, nothing else heard. I guess we'll go ahead and shut her down then. I would like to thank everybody for checking into our net tonight. If you would like information about our repeater network, please go to https://nmlrn.org. This concludes the Northern Michigan Computer Network Weekly Net. This is a directed net meeting every Thursday at 2100 hours local time on the various link repeaters and via All-Star and Echolink. We would like to thank all of the repeaters for being part of this network and for the use of their repeaters for this net. Tonight we had 1, 2, 3, 4, myself makes 5 check-ins, and we ran for a total of about 24 minutes. So, kind of a short one tonight. I think I'm actually getting a little bit better at running these things, so that might also be contributing. But I now return all repeaters back to their normal amateur use at 9:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is KE8VUK, signing out.